You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hello, everybody out there in Diamondbacks land. This is Allison Footer from MLB.com, joined by my wonderful colleague and friend, Steve Gilbert, covers the team every single day of the calendar year, for the most part. And Steve, let's just talk a little bit about some of the things that we've been following along for the last few weeks and months. And Yasmani Tomas, so we've seen him a little bit at third base. And, everyone just keeps talking about what a great bat he has.
I think, Allison, they feel like physically he can play the position, that he's kind of picking that stuff up pretty well, that it's more the mental side. It's more staying focused every single pitch. That Chip Hale would like to see him kind of improve on. He thinks that would greatly help him out there. So they're going to give him every opportunity to play third. They had talked earlier this spring about giving him some reps in the outfield, but they don't feel like they need to do that. They feel like they know that he can play the outfield. So if they decide to make a move and move him off of third base, they don't feel like he needs many reps during spring training. So they're going to keep him at third base as long as they can this spring and give him every opportunity to show that he can handle it.
What do you think? I mean, just from your observations, watching him play third base, what goes through your mind when you watch him?
I think he moves a little bit better than I thought he would. I think sometimes he gets a little caught in between whether the backhand or forehand a ball when he's moving to his left or to his right. He seems to come in really nice. He fielded a bunt the other day, barehanded, threw off balance at first base. So it seems to be just more the kind of moving laterally that seems to trip him up a little bit. And the biggest thing for them is they just want him to play average to slightly below average defense. And if he hits, that's enough for them. But they're not looking for him to be like, Brooks Robinson or anything over there.
No, I mean, not Brooks Robinson and, not necessarily winning a gold glove, but at the same time, that's an important, they're all important defensive positions, but, is below average defense is going to be good enough for them? I mean, can that sustain over a whole season?
If it's slightly below average and if he hits like they believe he's capable of hitting, then I think they could try and live with that. But he's got a hit, and it can't be the kind of defense that costs them games and that kind of thing. But if he's just, makes the routine plays, they'll be happy with that.
Okay, so let's talk about, let's just say that he doesn't, that he ends up not playing third base. There's competition at third base. The job hasn't been handed to him, so who else might be in the mix at third?
Well, they have another prospect, Jake Lamb, that they like a lot. They got a look at him last year, the last 2 months of the season, and he played very good defense for him. Defense is not an issue for Jake Lamb. He's an excellent defender. He didn't hit particularly well at the big league level last year, but there was a lot thrown at him. It was the longest season he'd ever been a part of, so he probably wore down a little bit towards the end of last year. He's come to camp this year, and Tony La Russa used the quote a couple of weeks ago that it seemed like this guy is oozing talent. So they really like him a lot. He's certainly a guy that he had two home runs the other day in a Cactus League game. So he's a guy that if Tomas can't play third, they feel like he can't play third or is not ready for the big leagues. Look for Jake Lamb to kind of get the first crack at third base.
Cool. And let's move on to maybe some injury updates. I know Oscar Hernandez, a Rule 5 catcher, they're taking a good long look at. He had a little bit of a bruise on his left wrist. What's going on with that? And is there anything else injury-wise? Are there any updates to any other players?
Well, we found out Wednesday morning that Oscar Hernandez has a fractured hamate bone, and he's going to have surgery on Thursday, the 12th. And he is going to be done for the next 4 to 6 weeks before he can start playing ball again. So, in a certain sense, it's not the worst case scenario for him because he still gets big league service time over these next 4 weeks, and then he'll get an extended time down in the minor leagues on a rehab assignment that maybe they can use to get him some look at some more advanced pitching that he saw last year in Class A ball. So maybe then when he's ready to be activated, maybe he it actually aids a little bit in his development.
Okay, so basically they would put him on the roster and then DL him. And then they don't have any kind of time frame where they'd have to bring him back. It would just be
correct.
So this might actually work in his favor.
Right. The only technicality to the rule is that he has to spend 90 days on the active roster. So he needs to spend 90 days at some point on the active roster. That's to prevent teams from, you know, DLing somebody and keeping him there all year long. So even if this were an extended injury, let's say he's only able to get 45 days in the big leagues, but because of the injury, he would need to spend 45 days on the big league roster next year or be offered back to the Rays. So they don't think it's going to be that significant, that serious, 4 to 6 weeks, and then a rehab stint for him, and that could put him back in the big leagues in June.
Okay. Well, let's move on to some happier news. It wasn't a huge surprise when Josh Pulmenter was named the opening day starter, but still, it's a fun little rite of passage that you have during spring training when the manager makes it official. So, they like to do that. It makes the guy feel good, and I guess it did not come as a shock to you.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we kind of expected it to be Josh, just given the relative youth of the rest of the rotation. Really, the only other legitimate candidate would have been like a Jeremy Hellickson, and, you know, he just came over in a deal this winter, so it would have been hard to see them choose. It would have been a surprise to see them choose Hellickson over the veteran like Pulmenter. So, again, you know, we always make a big deal, as you pointed out, about the opening day starter. Who's it going to be? And, oh, wow, you're the opening day starter. But, you know, then as soon as the game starts and the first off day hits, everybody's number ones and number fives and fours, and they all get mixed up. And so it doesn't seem to be a factor. But certainly it's an honor to throw the first pitch of the season for your team. So it was kind of nice to see Josh get that, just because he's a guy that has kind of flown under the radar and been a little bit underappreciated. And, it's nice to see guys like that get a chance.
So this is a fun little story. The Diamondbacks have just had their 20th birthday, and I, of course, got a little confused at the beginning because I could have sworn that this team started playing in 98, but they were awarded the expansion franchise by Major League Baseball on March the 9th, 1995. So expansion franchises went to Arizona and Tampa Bay. So I don't think they're blowing this out for the whole season, but it is kind of a nice thing to be able to recognize that. What are some of the things that they're doing to celebrate this birthday?
You know, it was one of the things where you bring up a great point, because they were confused to say exactly how to celebrate this, because, you know, they didn't want fans to be confused because they didn't start play until 98, but they were awarded the franchise in 95. So they decided to kind of do a low-key celebration, call it a birthday celebration. And they had they put Luis Gonzalez in a purple convertible along with his big-headed racing legend that they have, you know, racing, kind of like the racing right. Presidents in Washington. So they put the two of them in the back seat of this convertible with the World Series trophy, and they drove around all over Phoenix from one side to the other, surprising fans and to celebrate the birthday. And I got to tell you, in following along in the van behind, the looks that people gave when they pulled up, you know, alongside this purple car with this big-headed mascot in it next to Luis Gonzalez, it was worth going along just to see that.
I mean, seriously, if you're a Diamondbacks fan and you have the mascot and Gonzo together, I mean, I don't know if it gets much better than that.
I mean, it was hilarious because, you know, we just stopped at random places and we stopped someplace to have lunch, and Gonzo's sitting outside eating his witch sandwich with the World Series trophy sitting next to him on the table. And we're coming up and saying, hey, can I take a picture with you? And I'd put down a sandwich, and they would take the picture there. So it was it's just not a sight that you're used to seeing every day.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you, Steve. And even though we did this one on the phone, I believe I'm going to see you in person next week. So we will gather then. Appreciate your time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.